Within 30 seconds of meeting today's guest, she started slashing at her arm with a knife. Fortunately, it was a safety knife. But I didn't know that.
Yeah, I said, welcome to a small business marketing show, where successful small business owners share their souls to take your marketing straight to the lead. Now, here's your host, Mr. Timbo Reed.
And welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Australia's number one marketing show. I'm your host, Timbo Reed. You, so much more importantly, you're a motivated business owner ready to crank out some great marketing. And that is exactly, it's exactly what we do around here. It's why this show exists. If you're new, welcome. Congratulations for finding it. If you're returning for more, glutton for punishment, but I love your work. Big show today. Big show. I've just come off the interview with today's guest, Jacqueline James, and I am pumped. She's pumped. She's got a great story to tell, and boy, can she demonstrate a product like no other, as I indicated at the top of the show. She's the inventor and maker, marketer of the Kiddies Food Cutter, which I'll tell you more about in a minute. Wonderful, wonderful. In fact, I was also going to answer a listener question today about how to get their product in the hands of travel agents, but I haven't got time because my fireside chat with Jacqueline went for longer than I thought, and I couldn't stop it because there is so much good quality marketing information in there. So I'll answer that question next week. I've also got a motivational marketing quote, which I think is absolutely apt for all of us who are trying to do great things in our business. So yeah, it's a big show and it is brought to you by the very good folk at the Key Person of Influence program, which is the world's leading business accelerator program. If you want to become an industry thought leader, if you want to make more money, if you want to have a good time in your business, then this is the entrepreneurial course for you. And you can grab a free hard copy of their book. They will post it to you in the snail mail. Just head over to keypersonofinfluence.com/Timbo. Speaking of books, this show is also brought to you by Audible. And I'm reading a ripper book, absolute ripper book at the moment. Haven't finished it. I will tell you that it is called Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. She wrote Eat, Pray, Love, and it's just a wonderful book about how to bust through and embrace your creativity. You can get that at audibletrial.com/SBBM for free. As per usual, it is a big show, and there is marketing G-O-L-D dripping from the ceiling over here at Small Business Big Marketing's HQ. So let's get stuck right in.
Get on Timbo's mailing list over at smallbusinessbigmarketing.com.
And by stuck in, I mean to today's guest. Yep, we're going straight there. I cannot hold this chat back any longer. I am bursting to get it to you. Jacqueline James is her name. She is the inventor of the Kiddies Food Cutter, a safe vegetable cutting knife for kids. And I mean safe. I met Jacqueline recently at a Halloween street event that I was actually emceeing, where she had a very well decked out pop-up shop. And she is a master of the product. Master? Mistress. Yeah, we'll call her a mistress. Sounds a bit naughty. She is the mistress of product demonstrating. And boy, oh boy, did she get my attention immediately when I went over and introduced myself, which is what I do as an MC, go and say hello to all the stall holders and everyone else involved. She immediately went into sales mode. I felt like I was actually in an infomercial. And as I said at the top of the show, she even started slashing at her arm with this knife to prove just how safe it is. And I'm like, at that point, I have to interview this wonderfully crazy woman. So I did. And here she is. And I started off by asking Jacqueline, when she was a child, what she wanted to be when she grew up.
I have thought about this quite often, and I don't believe I have any specific thoughts of that.
None? Didn't want to be a fireman?
Nope, none. I know others have paths and et cetera, and I don't believe I did.
Are you happy what you've grown up to be?
I would not regret any part of my life. I've had three distinct sections of my life that I see so far.
I think you're pretty happy with where you're at right now, given the passion that you exude for Kitty's Food
Cutter. Mum says I've been like this since I was 2 years of age. She put me on my feet. The kindy was around the corner. She was ill, pregnant with my younger brother, who's 3 years younger, and she showed me once how to get to kindy just around the corner, and I took myself to kindy for the duration of her pregnancy. So she still laughs at me now, 86 years of age. Yeah, I look after her. She lives next door to me in Port Melbourne.
How beautiful.
And she said, Jackie, I put you on your feet at two and off you went and you've never looked back.
Do you therefore, Jackie, not rely on others? Is everything you do like you must control?
Absolutely. And
control freak?
A control freak, an A personality, a redhead, and an Aries.
Oh God, I'm an Aries, stubborn as a mule.
That's right. I'm a bull at a gate.
Oh, classic. But hey, isn't it great to know yourself? I mean, how many business owners, and we could get all philosophical here, let's not, but, you know, as business owners, it is good to know what we're good at and what we're not good at and play to those strengths.
Absolutely, but if I'm daunted in any way, I'll find that as an opportunity and I'll change that around.
Yeah, right. Give me an example of that.
My husband is one of the best demonstrators, Vinny, in Australia, and I was an accountant, and I'm now, he says, a very, very good demonstrator because I wanted to prove to him. When we do a split market and he sells my kiddies food cutters, we have a competition of who takes the most take for that day.
Brilliant.
And I beat him every time because of my passion comes through more than him. He's too long in the job and my product is a small, monetary small product, mm-hmm. whereas he sells large value products. So it's a quick sell and customer. And I sit there passionate about it. And I usually beat him.
Love it. I love that. And what's the prize?
$10 each and three for $20 at the
moment. No, the prize, not the price. Gee, see, you are straight into the sell. Look at this. I'm going to constantly have to pull you back. Jackie, we're not here to sell the kitty food cutter. Hey, we're here to tell your story.
That's funny.
What's the prize?
Oh, for Vince and I, yeah, it's who cooks dinner when we're exhausted when we get home. We're strict paleo, 100% paleo diet. So most of our food's cooked at home, all fresh fruit and vegetables, part of what I do, promoting healthy eating.
Yeah.
And it's whoever, and he's a brilliant cook as well. So it's who cooks dinner at the end of the evening.
So, Jacqueline, the passion that you have for your product is obvious because it's your product. You invented it. You brought it to market. Whereas Vince, he's just a gun. We'll talk about that a bit later. But because he doesn't have the 100%. He's probably got 99% passion because he is your partner after all. But it's that passion that
he's done hundreds of products.
He's done hundreds. Yeah. Gotcha. Mm. Interesting. Mm. That's a challenge. I find that with speaking, you know, like I deliver a keynote. I must have delivered it hundreds of times and you know, sometimes I think, am I going to get bored of this? But I personally find you just find a new angle each time, something to make it interesting because you'd be the same. You'd be the same. You'd do the same spiel time and time again.
That's very true, Timbo. And I think that's what Vince has taught me is he is a quiet, reserved sort of man, but he loves to be on show. He would be great to do small pantomimes and small film and that sort of career.
Yeah, right.
But he's never in one place long enough to have that continuity to pursue that as a hobby. And so getting up on stage, he loves that worriedness of getting up in the morning, setting a stand up and not knowing if you'll take 1 cent or you'll, what he says, smash it and take $5,000 for the day.
Yeah, love it. Love it. Now, listen, I do. Let's go back a step. I want to talk about where the idea came from. Now, you warned me up front, Jacqueline, that you're a control freak. You could be a bit pushy. You could want to kind of direct this interview your way, and you know the OCD may take over. But I am here to walk along the path with you and keep you on track.
Come for the ride.
Correct. You just hold on, okay?
Sure.
Now, where'd the idea come from for the kiddies food cutter?
Back in the year 2000, I met Vince. He was a demonstrator and did...
Love at first sight?
Love at first sight.
Righto. Okay, he was a demonstrator?
Demonstrator, and I was working for Marsh Insurance as an accountant, and I worked long hours and did every other sub-project there. I was part of the social club.
Everything.
Do the treasury, but run all the events. Yep. I was a triathlete, so I organised or groups for running at lunchtimes, etc. So met Vince with me doing 70 hours a week and him travelling agricultural shows all year, something would have had to give.
Yeah.
I found the Kiddies Food Cutter in the US. Don and Bonnie created these in 1979 for pumpkin jack-o'-lanterns.
Don and Bonnie?
Don and Bonnie in Never South Dakota.
Right.
And they are now 85 years of age.
Bless them.
And they gave me exclusivity to anywhere outside of the US for their trademark products. I went with Vince weekends and he'd say, let's go away.
Naughty weekends?
Naughty weekends. Mm-hmm. But work on them in the morning, say, at a Port Arlington little market or St Leonard's or Phillip Island.
These are regional areas overseas, listeners.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And we would work the morning, and I'd take nearly more in the morning than I would in my whole week accounting.
Oh, how exciting.
And the
how much are we talking?
Money-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, we were taking back then, 13 years ago, between $800 and $1,000 on a Saturday morning at a farmer's market.
Righto.
And this is cash because we didn't use credit card, only set a table with minimal marketing material.
Love it.
But with Vince's coaching of teaching me how to use this demonstrated product, I grew and it evolved.
Can I just ask, what was it about the product, the Kiddie Food Cutter, that took your attention when you're in the States? Because, I mean, you must, were you on the lookout for something?
No, not at all. I was there part of corporate work.
Oh, wow, you're on a conference or something and you just come across this. Love it.
Yes.
So what caught your attention then?
Well, it was a pumpkin cutter and it didn't cut hands. And it's in every Walmart in the US. And I said to Vinnie, what's this like as for a line? We call it a line. Vince, prior to me, would fly to China and back and source products that would be what we call a Christmas line before everyone copied it.
Yeah, right. Okay. So he's kind of, he's indoctrinated you with this kind of thinking. You probably didn't, subconsciously, you were sort of looking at products and going, you know, is there a market for that back home?
Absolutely.
Love it. So righto. Fast forward.
I needed to secure it and make sure that it wouldn't be copied.
How do you do that without going into any boring detail about trademarks and copyright and stuff? But, like, was that a process?
That's a very long story.
Yeah, I thought so. But it suffice to say, a lot of paperwork, lots of deep breathing from an A-type personality like you, and just let the process happen, yeah?
Yes, very difficult also. It's whether people would want to invest $100,000 to bring something in for China, and if I'm ahead of them, can they sell it?
Yeah.
And if people have that much money, I'm sure they're not going to be replicating a tiny, small, safe cutter. People invest their money in other ways.
You're working at the accountants, you're back home, you're going to these regional markets, you're doing more in a morning than you're doing in a week in accounting, and you looked at old Vinny and he's just gone, hey, darling, we are onto something here. I think we've found a line.
Absolutely. And with me, show me something that's got potential and I'll run with it. So I then remember sitting in the office and the Victorian market had children's cooking schools on.
Yeah.
So I sent them sample and with a nice note they put back, oh, no, we wouldn't be selling knives. And very nice idea, but it needed to be demonstrated. So the gist of it is that it cuts pumpkin and steak on a dinner plate but can't cut hands. So evolving over the next 10 years, I built the business. I still work the hours that I did. I get bored very easily. So instead of taking on extra projects in corporate, I'd build and put my efforts and ideas into building this product.
Mm-hmm.
So it evolved on a shoestring, had very little money to put into it. So I had to look at clever ways of marketing it other than just arriving at a market, a farmer's market. So I had to determine what markets to do, which were right for the product.
Did you establish that this is a demonstrable product, therefore pop-up stores or stands or whatever you want to call them at markets is your go-to marketing strategy, yeah?
Absolutely. Children's markets, good food and wine shows. So then it comes into another area. a cost-benefit analysis. It's not worth paying
for... Here comes the accountant. Look out, everyone. Hey, go grab a cuppa. We'll be five minutes.
It's not worth paying $3,000 for a stand at the Good Food and Wine Show in Melbourne, because you physically can't take that amount of money to cover your stock, the slog of 12 hours a day, and demonstrate it. People don't just come and take it off the stand and pay you the money. You've got to physically get the children involved, cutting it up and prove that it works and sell it to them. So it's not viable. But to do a farmer's market, say perhaps for $70, you're there from 8 a.m. to 1 o'clock, and these people are paying $3 for an organic pumpkin. They have the mindset to get their children involved.
Yeah, they love that stuff. They love it. Get the kids in the apron and standing on the, you know, the milk crate and cutting that pumpkin up. They'd love that stuff. Just going back to something like the Food and Wine Festival, $3,000 a stand. You're not going to do that kind of, you may break even. But do you ever roll the dice on a big event like that, knowing that there's exposure and there's brand association, or is that all too wanky?
No, absolutely, Timbo. Vinny, being very well connected in the industry, knows many of the organisers. We live in Port Melbourne, and I remember the day before the Good Food and Wine Show last year, Vince said, "I'll pop in and see all the boys setting up the day before," and rang me an hour later, Jack.
Get down here.
Would you like to have a stand? I said, Vince, and the accountant kicked in. You know we can't afford that. Well, there is a spare spot, and I've chatted to Mr. My Friend, and... Well, we set it up by midnight that night, and we had a discounted price for the 3 days. The exposure was amazing. I absolutely smashed it,
never
stopped, and I added value to that show, and I've been asked back again. So, yes, it's all still about you can't overexpend. But sometimes you've got to bite the bullet, because the marketing aspect and the further reach is better.
Yeah, I get that. Tell me, I want to talk marketing, Jacqueline, but first, listeners, I am chatting with Jacqueline James, the founder of Kitty's Food Cutter. Before we talk marketing and demonstrating, here's a word from a wonderful business that can help you become an industry thought leader. Support for this show comes from Key Person of Influence, a structured business accelerator program for those keen to be an industry thought leader. Recently, I asked co-founder Glenn Carlson what led him to starting KPI.
78% of Australian businesses have less than 4 employees, and they're in the service space. So doctors, lawyers, financial planners, personal trainers, physiotherapists, and there was nothing really structured to look after those people and help them accelerate through their entrepreneurial journey. And we have a very strong, and have always had a very strong affinity with those sorts of business owners, because we are those sorts of business owners, and that's what the Key Person of Influence program is designed to help people do.
Key Person of Influence, taking you from good to seriously great. For a free hard copy of their Amazon bestseller, visit keypersonofinfluence.com/Timbo. Now, Jacqueline, wrap some numbers around where you're at. You've escaped the cubicle, right?
Yes.
You are no longer an accountant. You are 100%, probably about 153%, based on what I've seen when you're in action, focused on Kitty's Food Cutter. Wrap some numbers around where you're at. Units sold, revenues, whatever you want to do.
I prefer not to tell too much about that.
There's no one listening. It's you and I.
Yes.
You're getting all shy now. As soon as I go numbers...
I don't tell my numbers. That's one part of a demonstration.
Fair
in
enough.
A small business, we don't discuss our profit margins.
What about units sold, though? Just to give us any idea of just how successful this has been. Can you do that?
Yes, I can.
Good.
So I bring these Kitty's Food Cutter in from South Dakota, and I bring them in monthly. So being a small business and cash flow, Don and Bonnie have the stock there, and each month I... order and bring them in. So obviously bringing in under $1,000, you don't pay GST on it. Mm-hmm. So I bring in small amounts very regularly. So I would say I bring in about 4,000 units a month.
Brilliant.
And it's increased year by year.
How does that make you feel?
It's just amazing. Predominantly, I'm in Victoria, and it still astounds me going to a festival each year, that an annual event, and I double my figures. It's still in Victoria,
yeah.
And I still find people say, Jackie, I waited all year. I said, but you can just buy online. Oh, no, we won't pay postage. And they wait. Or my child was only 1.5, and I've been waiting for a whole year. He's now 2.5. I knew you'd be here.
Goodness me.
It's just amazing.
You've got a tribe.
It is a bit of a tribe.
Yeah.
So 4 years ago, I decided to take the gamble of leaving my job at mm-hmm. 51 years of age,
mm-hmm.
and that with that is the intangibles of my superannuation, my steady stream of income. But I believe I built it up enough, building the website, my Facebook presence, and I was getting orders in from the UK, Germany, Norway. Timbo, what's interesting, on Facebook, one lady from Norway will say in her mother's group, private mother's group, I'll buy them. So they'll receive them. They'll say,
good on her.
Thumbs up, girls. We'll buy them. So my website goes off for 1 month to Norway from that one person.
Tell me, 4 years ago, when you decided to go all in with the Kiddies
yes.
food cutter,
yes.
tell me about the change in dynamic.
Because,
you know, like, you're a female, so you can multitask. You can do the accountant's job and you can do your own product. But how did things change when you were all in?
Well, the obvious is you're in your spare room at home, not all set up beautifully like in a nice plush office. You're not travelling in and out. Husband's become Jackie's lackey, get me the coffee in the morning and pick up the vacuuming and the other house chores.
But did you get was your focus just insanely improved on the business?
Absolutely.
Yeah, interesting.
It's grown so well. But having said that, I miss having that interaction, chatting with someone else.
Yeah. I reckon you'd be the type that you'd chat to yourself and you probably don't even know it. True?
Yes. Vince says I talk all day to myself and I state what I'm doing. Now, do this over there, then do that. Jackie, I don't need a running commentary.
Oh, I love it. But what does fascinate me is this idea of laser focusing on one thing well. In fact, I'm looking at a book on my bookshelf right now called The One Thing, which is all about, I guess it's not niche, it's just saying, you know what, I could do four things or five things, but you know what, I'm just going to do one thing incredibly well. And
yes.
all of a sudden, that really laser focus opens up a massive world of opportunity. Is that what you found?
Correct, Timbo, because I am very lateral and I multitask. I need to hone in and focus. Now, what made me focus was the money. I had no income. Some mornings I was that exhausted to get up to a market and I had to get up or we didn't eat. I've eaten baked beans for a few days at a time.
Okay, why? I wouldn't have thought you would. That says you were cash strapped, like you had a cash flow problem, but Vinny's out. He's a master of demonstration. You wouldn't have left accounting with, you know, penniless.
Yes.
Okay.
That's another story. That's another story.
Okay, I'll put that in another podcast I do about sad business stories.
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
That's been the driver of me. I've always been secure. I had a few houses. I have my superannuation, which because I worked for Norwich Union for 10 years, I have a very good superannuation policy, but no cash flow.
Yeah, right.
So to be in a position that without all that security and to be sitting at home, how do I generate income? I've had to really work hard to invent ways. I would love to have put my half page in My Child magazine, $2,500. Mm-hmm. Sorry, can't afford that. So I invented other ways, like asking people to do reviews of my product or put them in goodie bags or ring cooking schools for children and say, if I offer you 10 cutters, could you go onto Facebook and write a little review? So generating that sort of income and being creative and
love it.
learning marketing.
When I
left my corporate job, my main aim was then, most of the cooking schools, Timbo, said to me, if only we had a peeler. So no children can peel food. They cut their hands. So I invented the safety food peeler. I drew it on a piece of paper. My girlfriend Susie sourced a plastic manufacturer in Lilydale in Victoria. A very good friend of Vince's, a corporate businessman, offered to fund me out of China to create it. He researched it in China and gave me the prices. And I said, I can't afford to do that to David. And he said, Jackie, I will fund it for you. But then I would fall back into having to write a Excel spreadsheet on a Monday morning and be beholden to someone like I was back as a corporate person.
Right.
So I really wanted to make this safety food peeler Australian made, create jobs for our plastic manufacturers. And I went down to Lilydale and met with KCS Engineering. Bill said to me, Jackie, it's a great gadget, but how will you sell it? Well, that was red rag to a bull.
Oh, yeah, I said, that's right.
You watch me go. He said, Jackie,
what other questions have you got, mate?
Yes.
I can nail the selling.
Many people have come up with ideas and they're great, like this product, but they can't sell it. That has been launched now for 2 years. And unit-wise, I've sold 41,000 of them.
Wow.
Last year, I won Best Innovative Product in Australia through Ali, who owns Motivating Mums.
Good
I was voted that round Australia.
So now you've got a couple of products.
So I own two safe products, Timbo, a safety cutter and a safety peeler.
Now, I want to talk to you about demonstrating, Jacqueline, because that's what caught my eye. I set up at the top of the show and introducing you within 30 seconds of meeting you at the Halloween street fair in Hampton the other week.
Yes.
I went and introduced myself as the MC. I felt, you know, it's good to know everyone who's got a stand. And within 30 seconds, here was this crazy woman slashing her arm with what I thought was a knife. And I've gone, I've got to interview you. You clearly love your product.
Yes, I do. Very passionate.
That was mind-blowing. That was a moment for me where I've... Because I didn't know. I actually didn't know it wasn't, you know, I was kind of smart enough. People would say you're not. But I was smart enough to know that you weren't actually slashing your arm, but you were. You were rubbing this knife up and down your arm. So demonstrating, you obviously are a master of. Can you take us through some kind of fundamentals to successful product demonstrating?
Yes. Firstly is your position in any market. I work tirelessly behind the scenes with the market organiser. I don't just turn up and go where they tell me to go. So it's crucial that you're on a corner spot for flow of traffic being a demonstrator, because you can't call people and yell at them if the aisles are too wide. They have to be passing and you need to interact with them.
What do you mean call? Like, hey, you, come over here.
Have you seen the kiddies' food cutter? Have your children, do they cut their food safely on the dinner table?
Love it.
So you need to interact. So first is we call that in the slang of the showies, we call us showies, is pull a plot. So Vinny, if I've pulled a good plot, we'll call you Jackie, pull a plot today.
Yes.
So it's very skillful to be able to pull the right plot. Not be near the MC who's loud on the day.
Hello to all MCs out there.
And not to be around near buskers where you're shut down and you can't talk over them.
So do you make an effort, do you try and get there pre the day, or do you just have to get there on the day and go for your life?
Two ways. Most are mapped out beforehand and they send you a map and then I'll scour it and then ring them and say that's not suitable. Or I work very hard with Babies Markets or with Peter Arnold, who owns the regional farmers markets that I've been doing for 4 years.
Yeah.
Peter knows what works for me.
Yeah. He doesn't want to upset you.
He won't take any crap either. He knows his business also. So it's working in that works for him of his flow of his stalls. But next to fresh fruit and vegetables works always very well for me.
So pull a good plot. Number one, give me another fundamental of great demonstrating.
Your appearance of your stand. So my signage is very important around my marquee. So I have little girls cutting food on the dinner plate. So I can refer to that in the spiel. So you have a spiel that you would work to, a strict demonstration.
Hold that thought, because I want to talk about message and spiel. That's massive, and you've nailed it. Just on stand appearance, I think what I noticed with yours is that you created an experience. It was colourful. I mean, your logo are primary colours, which makes a whole lot of sense because you're dealing with young people.
Correct, but as is my stock, red, yellow and blue.
Red, yellow and blue. And it stands out. But you've got, yes. You know, one thing that stood out for me, and I don't think you just do it for Halloween, because I've noticed it on pictures on your website where the way you present the knife is that you've got it stabbed in. You've got the three different colours stabbed into a pumpkin.
Correct.
Just little things like that start to... I spoke to Nicolina Sarek the other week, who is the Melbourne's pop-up store queen, and she talks about creating a story, right?
Yes, correct.
You're kind of with me there?
Absolutely. Whether... people are doing chamois, they have the big Coke bottle with ready to pour, or whether they're doing, like my product, the safety food pillar and the kiddies food cutter, it cuts pumpkin. So I don't stand there and cut pumpkin all day because it goes gooey. So it sits there with the knives in it. Mm. But I use two vegetables that are practical. If you use apples, they go brown and look terrible. Children won't want to touch them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I use carrots, which are hard, to prove that the knife cuts through carrots. So there is that aspect of it, but it was Halloween. So I nicked down and bought special Halloween accessories to trick it up for the day to Halloween.
So, okay, getting that store looking beautiful is essential.
And absolutely.
It was very eye-catching, very appealing. Okay, now let's talk spiel. This is where the magic is.
Well, you have to call the people over. Now, Vince has a term called pick the heads. When he was teaching me, I would go for every single person, knock myself rotten all day. He could pick which ones would never buy in a million years. And he would turn around. And I'd go, why are you turning around? And he'd be giggling at me that there's no way she'll sell them. But there's always that one that you can turn around. And I'd flog it to death and I'd still sell it. And he'd go, Jackie, well done, girl, because I wouldn't even have tried with that one.
See, this is brilliant. This, you know, the term market is, I mean, being at a farmer's market is just pure, pure marketing, isn't it? Like
absolutely.
Everything you're talking about, we do either online or offline, but you are there in front of your clients there and then, and it's picking the heads. That's hilarious. How do you, tell me about picking heads, hey?
Okay.
Is it a sixth sense?
No, it's not at all. It's doing many, many markets over many years and working out what clientele is right for your product. Vince sells a drill bit sharpener, so he sells to farmers. So he knows which farmers would buy, which wouldn't. What they ask one question. With a demonstration, you never put any prices on your stand because you've got to do the close. If you put a price there, people come up. And if I had $20, what, for a knife, and they'd walk off, but they don't know that it works. Anyone that comes up and asks you how much your product is, I don't demonstrate to them because they don't know what it is. I'll say, Vince will say, oh, it's $1 million today. And so I've had to learn all these little tricks of the trade, and I've been taught by the master, and I'm still learning every day.
Oh, no doubt. But tell me, just go back, because I didn't quite get, how do you pick a head? Like, how do you go, righto, that one, I'm in with him or her, or I'm going to turn my back on him or her. How do you decide?
Yes, you see the people come past, they might have little children with them. Well, they're an obvious target.
Yep.
Hi. But it's what you say to interact. Hi, have your children seen the kiddies' food cutters? Oh, yes, we got them last month from you. Oh, that's great. Have they been able to use them? Yes, but they'd like to have a try again. They'll come up and try and it'll attract other children. But you don't want to waste too much time because you've already sold to them.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to utilise them a little but move them on as quickly as possible.
Or cross-sell them to the peeler.
Absolutely, Timbo.
Hey,
impressed.
Jacqueline,
so did you
I am not just a pretty
peeler?
Face. I knew you thought that the other day, but hey, I'm full of surprises.
You mesmerised me with your straight eye-to-eye contact the other day, but I knew there was more depth there.
Oh, tell me about that.
I thought, gee, this guy is a big personality. I like him. And he looked me straight in the eyes. I didn't know you were the MC of the day. Mm. And I was a bit in unmotivated, negative mode.
You were.
I went, oh, this is never going to work here at this market. I'm in the wrong spot. And you said, but don't you worry, Jacqueline. I'll make it worth your while. I'm going to podcast you because yours are so passionate.
Yeah, yeah.
And you looked me straight in the eye and I said, many say that to me, but they never follow through.
You were so down in the mouth. I was like, how can I help this woman? She's just really, she's only going to make $2,000 today cash. And, anyway, it all worked out well.
And I smashed it.
Absolutely smashed it. You just got to be in the right frame of mind. Tell me one thing you said about, I gave you that eye contact. You followed up when we were talking off air about like another demonstration tip, don't wear sunglasses.
Absolutely. It's very difficult to work in the different climates, in full sun, pouring rain, etc. But one mistake that a lot of new demonstrators make is they wear sunglasses, and it's the biggest tip. Vinny says, look, they're sitting down. You sit down, you don't sell. I've employed staff numerous times. I know the track record of that particular market of what I would take. I know they're not as good a demonstrator as myself or Vince, but they take next to nothing. I will then ask other storeholders around them, my family, because I know all the other storeholders, and they'll say they sat down all day on their phone. You cannot sell as a demonstrator sitting down. Sitting down, no. Don't sell.
No.
And eye contact is very important to be sincere and to get your message across.
There is, I talk a lot on this show about woo-woo kind of marketing, you know, that stuff where it's the transfer of energy, it's the way the universe delivers. You're clearly into that, yeah? It is about the energy. You know, when you're having a tough day, when you're not happy with the position, you know, we all have tough days in business. Is there something that you do to drag yourself out of that mire?
Well, you'll try and rectify the situation first, go and see the organiser, and usually it can't be moved because of occupational health and safety. Once you're set up, you're set up. You might be stuck with that position. The weather, it can be depressing, but that is just Vince always encouraging. We might ring each other at whichever markets he's at and have a quick chat in the morning. I'll say, Vince, it's pouring rain. Jackie, you can only do the best that you can do. Weather is our job, and that's just how it is. I go, okay, darling, I get it, and he'll pep me up. So that's very helpful. The days that you are negative, you think, oh, it's the wrong event, this isn't the right position.
Poor me,
you just keep at it. And it can turn around and be, you might have a childcare centre lady from interstate that owns three childcare centres come, Jackie, I'd like to buy all that stock up and take it home with me for you now. So it's those little surprises, and you drive home on the biggest high. It's the unexpectedness and that spontaneity that I get such a thrill out of this job. With accounting, it's the same routine all the time. I love routine. But it's that scariness. I could not pay the mortgage today, or I could double pay the mortgage today. You just don't know.
Welcome to small business. Have a nice day.
Exactly.
So tell me, do you love it. I mean, you've hit the nail on the head with, you know, the passion. We all have those down days. We all get in those funks. Get over it, move on, find that little glimmer of hope, that little hook that you can go, you know what, I've got it. You know, I did a talk yesterday in Perth, and normally I like to meet people as they come in. There was about 250 in the audience. I didn't get the opportunity. I was a bit kind of, now I'm going to go on to into a cold room where I've met no one. However, just before the doors opened, just before I got the opportunity to meet one lady who told me one story about her business and her relationship with marketing, and I was in, because all of a sudden I had a story to tell, a connection, and, you know, it's amazing how those little things can change. You know, one of the things I noticed, Jacqueline, if I was to summarise the experience of the kiddie food cutter stand at the market the other day, it was like being on the set of an infomercial.
Correct.
Is that kind of, because I'm guessing Vinny's a bit of a, has he been on infomercials?
He's been on television. Part of his job, Timbo, when years before he met me, going to China and choosing products, he would choose them and get funded by millionaires, and then he would create the demonstration to that particular product, then teach all the backpackers and run 12 stands at home shows, etc. So you're exactly right. It's like being on stage, he says. I have an infomercial on my homepage, and we had so much fun filming that on a shoestring. I contacted through a referral, and we had the little children, and we filmed for the day, and that is exactly what we're doing, like a little mini infomercial. Every day we go and set a stand up.
Yes. I love it. Can I tell you a little secret, a little fetish I have?
Yes.
I secretly watch the Television Shopping Network channel.
Yes.
And my kids go, Dad, is there any reason you're watching, you've been watching that vacuum ad for the last 25 minutes? And
because you can learn from it, Timbo.
We all can. You Absolutely. Dissect those scripts, and that is marketing gold right there. The journey they take you on, the repetitiveness of it,
Correct.
The testimonials, the emotional words they use, the demonstrate. I mean, my God, there are so many components to those infomercials, not one of which is by chance. Not one.
No. Every word is scripted properly. Vince would try 50 different demonstration angles to get it right, and then he hones down and you repeat that and close the deal, and that's why he's very good at it.
People get scared to repeat. I don't think we should. I always say, you know, you look at like a TV commercial. Yes. How many times do we see the Coca-Cola TV commercial or the same commercial for a bank or an insurance company? It's because frequency works. It's because for the first time as human beings, we're not listening. The second time, we might not be listening. The third time, we may pay you some attention. But
there's specified details to that product, and it's honing those details, like mine is. The cutter doesn't cut your fingers. It's safe, safety, kindergarten. So it's like taglines in the back of your websites.
Mm.
It's honing in on the why that product is good, that people can't see it hanging on a shelf. So predominantly, Vince only works with any product that wouldn't sell in a shop. I've put both of my products on consignment in specialty baby stores, etc. Well, it just hangs there on the shelf because people don't see what it does.
Yeah.
That's the demonstration to a product that will not sell in a shop.
Yeah, yeah. We need to run a workshop on demonstrations one day. You and Vincent, goodness me, that would be amazing. I'm going to hold that thought.
He would love that.
No doubt. In fact, I think I'm going to get Vince on the show just to talk about scripting of, I don't know, scripts. I've got to get him on. Now,
you said, just take the thought back about Perth that you said, walking in and didn't know how the day would go. I have been, as a same example, going into a little baby show on a Saturday morning and that hasn't been marketed correctly and no customers are coming through the door. I then change. I don't want to waste those 4 hours because I could be home running my fundraising behind the scenes. So I take my business card and go to all the stands, the 30-odd stands of mums, startup small business that are doing little shorts for little children, etc. I exchange cards. I have 5,000 likers on my Facebook page. They have 50. So I take all their cards. I come home and I spend an hour tagging every one of those small businesses and doing a shout out for them. And they do the same back for me. So that marketing morning of those 3 hours isn't wasted of me standing there behind the stand with no one to sell to.
Brilliant. Brilliant. That's the exciting part.
Cross
I get really
promotion.
Frustrated, Jacqueline, about business owners, particularly small business owners who just aren't allocating
proactive.
Being proactive, allocating the necessary time to marketing. And my wish, as I always say, is that I want the marketing of your business and everyone, I'm talking to all of you, I want it to become a hobby. You know, and the way you talk about the marketing of Kitty Food Cutter is it's a hobby. You haven't used the word hobby, but it is. I think time disappears for you. I think you can't wait until you get the next opportunity to tag some people on Facebook or ring a farmer's market organizer. It's just fun, huh?
Yes, I don't come from a marketing background, and I'm finding that the most motivating. You know, MailChimp, I've just gone on and made up. I taught myself yesterday to do all my own artwork on it. I can't pay anyone for any aspect of my business. I have my stock packed by the Montague Street Special School, and that was like, oh, just to get someone else to pack my stock. But I physically couldn't keep packing my stock in motel rooms as we're on the road over summer. So I went down to the Montague Street Special School in South Melbourne, and five autistic children now pack my stock. They get paid for it, and they're learning life skills of mathematics and colour coding, and they're so delighted to see me arrive with my stock. So brilliant. I've also got a young mum with two little children. She's studying nursing in the background and doing her assignments. And all my orders that now come through the internet, through PayPal, she now packs my stock and posts out. So I've delegated to smaller jobs that were very time consuming so I can do the sort of work that I want to do more, cross promoting and marketing my business.
Yeah, yes, love it. Is there a reason your products aren't widely distributed in the big chains?
Yes, thank you.
Kmart, Target, etc.
Thank you, Timbo.
Oh, this pleasure. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Exactly where I'm up to. Two reasons. I didn't want a big company to take my product and ruin it by re-marketing it. And if it's not demonstrated, it'd end up in a cheap box for 50 cents and ruin my product. So I've been waiting for the right company to come along. Minda in South Australia are a disability company, so they get a $100 million grant a year off the government to employ 2,000 disability children and adults. So I'm going from five autistic children in Port Melbourne packing my stock to 2,000. We're doing a association that I will wholesale both my products to them. They're packaging it up correctly under my guidance.
And where's it going to be distributed?
150 Foodland stores, firstly in South Australia.
Here we go.
Then to Coles and to Woolworths, and it'll still be protected in the way that I wanted to. But it suited me better through Minda because my products are suitable for disability and elderly.
Of course. Oh, Jacqueline, what's that song? We're in the money, the money. Love it.
I say at my markets, if I'm not around this market next year, I'm in the Bahamas with me.
You are swinging from a hammock.
I took a risk with a peeler in Australia. I borrowed the first $20,000 to make it the tooling in Australia by my best friend Dean, and I paid him back within 6 months. And the plastic manufacturer, I said, "Hey, Bill, you know that gadget? I need another order of 10,000, and I'm now up to 40,000 sales of them in 12 months.
Jacqueline, it is a super story. I knew it would be minute I saw you slashing your arm, and I haven't said that line before ever on the show, and I'll probably never say it ever again, but I'm inspired. I'm exhausted having to keep you and I on track for the last 40 or so minutes, so I'm going to go and take a Bex and have a lie down, but I wish you masses of success in the future. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Every little bit helps, Timbo. I've got to take advantage of every opportunity that I can to get the word out. I want to promote healthy eating for children, and it starts with them at a young age.
Jacqueline, say bye, Tim.
Bye, Timbo. Thank you, Tim.
What about Jacqueline James? Hey, what a rock star. Don't you love it when you talk to a passionate person? It's infectious. Now, you can find out more about that wonderful product of hers. Go to Kitty's Food Cutter, that's cutter with a K, .com.au, and hit her up on Twitter. Tell her you heard her on the show. Tell her you love her work. Her Twitter handle is Kitty's FD Cutter with a K. And now, I've got my top three learnings. In fact, no, I haven't. No, top five. Yep. Top five learnings from that fireside chat with Jacqueline. And these are thanks to the good folk at keypersonofinfluence.com/Timbo. Grab that book, guys. If you haven't, sign up and grab it. They will post it to you. And it's a ripper. Just don't read it at night. You won't sleep. And audibletrial.com/SBBM. And get that big magic book, which is an absolute, it's a game changer. But I'm going to talk about that in an upcoming show. My top five learnings. Number one, spend time looking for the best position. Now, Jacqueline does that at farmers markets, but I'm talking about best position for all your marketing, whether you're running a magazine ad, a radio ad, choosing a social media channel, whatever, the positioning of your brochures in your store. Just always spend time thinking about, is that marketing material best located? Learning number two, ensure you present yourself as well as you can. All of your marketing materials. It doesn't cost any more to present yourself well. Spend some time and focus on it. Brand identity, logos, brochures, website, uniforms, car, everything, right? Learning number three, nail your spiel. Jacqueline does. She knows the emotional words. She knows how to connect. She doesn't wear sunglasses. If you want to learn more about nailing your spiel, nailing your pitch, episode 267, I spoke to Oren Claff, who is the master of nailing a pitch. But I think I will get Jacqueline's hubby, Vince, on in a future episode to talk more about that. Learning number four, be selective about who you focus on. This sounds like so risky, doesn't it? But I love Jacqueline's line, pick the heads. You know, sometimes we cast a net wide and hope that we get anyone as a customer. And I get the cash flow thing, a business is business. But if you've got the courage, choosing the right clients, the right customers to sell to and work with, that could be a game changer. Learning number five, get passionate, team. Hey, if you're not passionate, get out. Find something you're passionate about. But let the passion of whatever you do exude from every pore in your body. It is infectious and it is a winning strategy. I spoke to my old mate Keith Abraham in episode 226, where he talks about finding your passion, living your passion and being passionate. And that's a game changer. I'll put a link in the show notes to both those episodes that I mentioned. Love to know what you learnt. Would you please head over to the show notes for episode 283 over at smallbusinessbigmarketing.com and leave me and Jacqueline your thoughts. Some wise soul once said, shoot for the stars and you might just land on the moon. All right, I am exhausted. That was a big show. I hope you benefited hugely from it. But there is plenty of marketing gold ahead in the weeks and months, maybe even the years. Next time, we have a chat about the art of the hustle with Nathan Chan, who is the founder of Founder Magazine, which has taken the world by storm. Hey, if you want me to answer a listener question, can I encourage you to head over to iTunes and leave a listener review for me and put a marketing question in there with your website. I'll give you a little bit of promotion and I will answer your question. If you want your question answered even quicker, join the forum, crankmymarketing.com. I'll see you inside. Be sure to grab your free hard copy of the Key Person of Influence Amazon bestseller over at keypersonofinfluence.com/Timbo and your free audiobook of your choice over at audibletrial.com/SBBM. Hey, this show sounds amazing due to the audio genius that is Daryl Misson. Thanks, Dazza. My music bed is written, played and sung by rock star Mr. Lockie Dolly. Thanks, Lock. And if you need a speaker for an upcoming event, I'm all yours, timreed.com.au. I'm off to Adelaide now to speak at a conference. Until next week, may your marketing be the absolute best marketing. Bye for now.